Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Faisal, you had a couple of interesting calls today, and I want to give sort of set it up a little bit. But these are from people whose portfolios have been really hammered.
Yeah.
Really some damage done, calling to figure out how do I fix this?
Yeah, people who've been listening or watching us have been calling out, asking for second opinions and so forth. And I had a very interesting call from a gentleman who basically had a lot of his portfolio in energy.
Yeah.
And we know that the energy stocks have been somewhat hammered.
Yeah.
And so he's like, so now I need to find something else, Faisal, to recover that loss.
Interesting. I need to find something else to do that.
Yeah.
Right?
So I know that the energy sector may not do it, but let's load up on something else.
Right.
They're actually adding more risk.
Well, that's what he's asking you to do.
Can you do something that will recover my portfolio?
Right.
But I need you to do it right away.
Right.
Like we don't have years.
Right.
And so the conversation started that way. And you and I have always talked about this. There's a process you need to go when you have a major shock to your portfolio. There is a checks along the way you have to have or a review of things that you need to do before you make any decision on your portfolio.
Right.
And so, you know, you end up going at the fork in the road. And so I wanted to take some time, you know, that we can kind of go through that process, because there's going to be many people listening to this.
Yep.
Or watching this on social media whose portfolio has taken a large hit.
Right.
Now, large is a relative word.
Yep.
Right? It could be negative 10%, negative 30%. This person was negative 45%.
Right.
Okay? So it doesn't matter what the percentage drop is. If it's big to you,
right,
what do you do?
Right.
Right? So what's step number one, Dave? What should we do? I think people need to hear this because they're going to react, and it could be literally the wrong decision they're making, which could have capital destruction for their future.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, the first place that you've got to go, you can't anchor to the past, right? So my first piece of advice is start today, okay? So you pull out your assets list, and you get an inventory of what you have today. And then, Faisal, start today and do a plan. Like you actually need to say, can I do it? Can I achieve my, in this case, retirement goals with what I have today?
Yeah.
And not what I had 3 months ago, what I have today.
Exactly. This is the problem that people will do. They'll go looking for a solution before analyzing what the real problem is.
Correct.
And so they need to do a financial calculation.
Yeah.
This is the one time that I'll say it's not a full retirement plan you need to do. This is the time you just need to do a financial calculation. And that financial...
As a minimum.
I
still say you need to do a plan, but as a minimum.
Yeah. So just to see on do you have, first of all, enough capital to support your lifestyle for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
So you have to do the calculation. You have to figure out how much assets you have, your asset list like you were worrying about, or you were mentioning about. How much of those assets are dedicated for retirement?
Right.
Because some assets may not be part of your retirement capital required.
Right. Yep.
And then determine using a conservative number. Don't use 10% per year for the next 30 years.
Right.
Use a conservative rate of return and a conservative way of looking at inflation. Let's use 2%.
Yeah.
And go from there and see how long will your money last.
Right.
Can it work?
Right.
And now you're at the fork in the road.
That's right. So that brings you that. You do the analysis first. The analysis will either tell you you have enough today to get you through retirement with the goals that you have.
Could you imagine your portfolio has dropped whatever percent and you look at the retirement plan and go, wow, I'm still okay.
There are lots of people that will be
okay. We did that for a client this week.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, thank God. Like, I just came to you. The markets fell. You've crunched the numbers. And I'm okay.
Right.
I'm okay. Oh, thank God.
Right.
That's a different experience than we got to recover. We got to hurry up.
Right. Now, here's the fork. So in some cases, it's going to say you can do it. In some cases, it's going to say you can't.
Correct. So let's go down that path.
Okay.
What if you can't? If you can, good. You can make your decision on that. And you can protect, structure, and discipline and move forward.
Right.
You've learned your lesson from taking on too much risk.
Right.
Okay. Let's move forward from there. Let's go down the second path of where it doesn't work out.
Yeah.
You do your retirement plan and you go, oh,
right.
I don't have enough.
Right.
There are choices. There's a lifestyle choice.
Mm-hmm.
Are you prepared to take on less income?
Yeah. Need less in terms
delay
of lifestyle.
Delay your retirement, whatever, save, whatever it may be, to get to your goal.
Go back to work. Work longer.
Correct. There's a whole bunch of options.
Right.
And you have to kind of rule which ones are out or not based on your circumstance. But what if after you've done that, it still doesn't work out? Mm-hmm. Or what if the portfolio has been hammered so hard?
Well, let's assume that you're retired. You don't want to go back to work or can't.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, and you don't want to reduce your lifestyle.
Yeah, this is why we did this business.
That's right.
This is why we joined up together, because this is what we don't want people to experience.
Right.
But unfortunately, there are people who are going to be experiencing that.
Right.
Right. So Dave, what do we do? What do we do?
So let's talk about the choices, right? So if you have a portfolio that has been beaten down more than what
you're comfortable with.
Yeah, you're comfortable with or you know, you need, then you can stay. One of your options, you stay the course. Stay with that strategy and ride it out.
And that was the conversation I had with this gentleman.
Right.
I said, if you stayed the way you're invested, mm-hmm. and it takes 5, 7, 10 years to recover, mm-hmm. what's the big deal?
Right.
What's the impact to you?
Right.
Right. And so you have to explore that. That's one option. Just stay the course.
You do have to explore that, right? And you have to explore the positions too.
Correct.
Right? So, you know, what happens if it's an oil and gas portfolio? What happens with each of those individual positions? Do they survive?
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Okay. But that's one option.
That's one
stay
option.
The course.
That's not the recommendation that we're saying. We're saying that's an option.
Well, you mean...
We're only going to provide options.
Yeah. There's no...
Option number two, mm-hmm. reconfigure your portfolio.
Correct.
Reconfigure your portfolio. And here's where I come from, the school of thought of the investments that I bought that have gone down. And even I've done that. I've taken some hits in the portfolio. Are they the only companies that you can deal with? They're the only strategy and portfolio you can deal with the rest of your life?
Yeah, that's interesting. So let's call that a spade a spade there. Are you married to positions?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you emotionally attached to a certain company or a holding that you have? Because there's lots of companies in the world.
So if you can't hold it out, can you look at alternatives that are out there?
Right.
Alternatives to the portfolio that you have. And I use the word portfolio, not individual picks, mm-hmm. because it's all of your assets. Remember, we were doing a collection of assets to determine what you have for retirement. It's not one position. You may have one stock that's down whatever percent, 45%, like I mentioned before. That doesn't mean your entire portfolio has to stay the same.
Right.
You may want that one position because you're married to it. I always challenge people on that.
Right.
Like, why are you married to investments? Why aren't we just looking at this as a means to an end?
Yes, they're just assets, right?
Right, they're just assets. Right. And you have the ability to move your assets anywhere around the world.
Yes.
And that's the one investment you want to have?
Right.
Are you sure you want to do that?
Right.
Right.
So it's the relative analysis. And I think this is, remember what we said, don't anchor to the past, right? Which is super hard, right? This is behavioral finance. It happens to everybody.
Correct.
You have to start fresh. Today, ask yourself the question today, is this the portfolio or are these the positions I'd own if I had new money to put in today? Start with that question.
Yeah.
And you might be surprised what you come up with.
Correct.
Okay. Now, if you want to rejig the portfolio, you can rejig a portfolio in a number of ways. Let's say you're heavily equity focused. Let's say it's 100% stock in your portfolio.
Yeah.
Okay. So what you may be doing is if you decide that that's not the portfolio you want to hold, I'm going to rejig it. The first decision you'll make is, do I want to carry a 100% equity level exposure?
Knowing what the risk you've experienced.
Right.
Because the stock market has already fallen 35% peak to trough.
Yeah, correct.
So can you handle that volatility? If you cannot handle that volatility, now it's gut check time.
Right.
So this is why getting the advice, sitting down with a team, looking at strategy, discipline, and structure will help along the way. So I wanted to just explore this with people, Dave, because I think...
Okay, but let me finish with one thing because we're quickly running out of time.
Okay.
Okay. The context of making that decision still comes back to the plan. You got to know your numbers and the goals before you do that. Don't sit down independent of that and just start willy-nilly and make these decisions. You need a context for that conversation.
Amen to that.
Yeah, I can't stress that enough. Okay, we got to wrap up this segment. But
so we're going to talk about structure and discipline.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about how you structure your retirement assets so you can bulletproof your retirement. And we're going to do a live online webinar on Tuesday, April 21st, 7 p.m. Now, you need to register. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money on 770 CHQR. Stay healthy. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowicz and Faisal Karmeli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowicz and Faisal Karmeli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.